好，我们开始，我们有个祷告。
Let's start with a prayer.
主啊，我们把每一场聚会都交在你的手中。
Lord, commit every meeting in your hands.
我们何等希望，当我们在今生结束的时候，你能够称许我们是良善忠心的仆人。
How I wish that at the end of our life, you will praise us as good and faithful and wise servants.
我们在乎你怎么看我们，胜于人怎么看我们。
We care about how you view us more than what other people see us.
我们愿意专心是讨你的喜悦，而不是人的称许。
We hope that we can wholeheartedly try to please you instead of compliments of men.
我们把这个小小的教会交在你的手中。
We commit this small church in your hands.
主啊，我们各方面都缺欠，我们需要成长。
Yes, we are lacking in every way, and we need growth.
但是我们谢谢你，你从来没有离开我们。
But we thank you because you have never left us.
我们也谢谢你把这么多可爱的弟兄姊妹摆在一起。
And we also thank you for giving us so many lovable brothers and sisters.
让我们不仅仅像一家人一样在这里彼此相爱，彼此扶持。
Not only that, we are loving and supporting each other like a family.
更让我们在基督的学校里面，我们一起来成长。
We are also growing together in the school of Christ.
让我们也都成为基督的精兵，一起为你的家守望和征战。
So we become soldiers of Christ to be watchful and fight for your kingdom.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
好，我们今天讲第三堂，讲到参与身体的侍奉。
Today we will come to the third lesson to serve in the body of Christ.
那个从前我们都把它翻译做 bodily 这个 service 身体的侍奉。
Traditionally we used to translate it as bodily service for this term in Chinese.
大概我们翻译的姊妹们觉得这个字太直接了，太形象了哈。
But when we translate that term from Chinese to English, we felt that's a little bit awkward and too literal.
Bodily service.
But why would we want to call it bodily service or serving in the body?
因为这是圣经的观念。
Because that is the concept in the Bible.
它我们摆在一个身体里面。
Because we're being put together in the body.
我想讲合一，讲 oneness， 没有一个比喻，没有一个 illustration 比讲用身体来讲更贴切了。
I believe there's no other illustration that can better describe this body.
因为它不仅仅讲到它是一个完整的一个 oneness， 一个 wholeness.
Because the body can illustrate the wholeness.
而且它是活的，它是一个有机的一个共同的生命体啊。
And then it's a living organism.
每一个 function 都很重要。
And every single part and function are important.
所以我们今天讲参加身体的侍奉，你要知道我们重点不在于说你需要侍奉。
So when we talk about serving in the body of Christ, the emphasis is not that you need to serve.
那个当然我们也很在乎。
Of course we care about that.
但是我们更在乎弟兄姊妹要有身体的看见。
But what we care even the more is that we have this vision of the body.
当我们真看见身体的时候，
When we truly see the body,
你一定爱这个身体。
Then you will love the body.
身体有任何的软弱，你会包容，你会接纳，你会保护它。
And you will try to bear any weaknesses and try to protect and love.
我记得我哥哥小的时候，他好几次把他那个脚的大拇指去指甲拔掉，因为长到肉里面去了。
I remember when we were young, many times my older brother would pull out the nail from his big toe because the nail was ingrowing into the flesh.
你就发现那几天没有人可以靠近他的，他紧张的要死，不要踏到我的脚，不要踏到我的脚。
And then those days, no one would dare to get close to him because he would say, "Don't touch my big toe."
他洗澡冲凉，脚一定翘起来。
And then when he took shower, he would stick out his foot out.
他去哪里他都保护他，因为他受伤了。
And he tried to protect his big toe because he's wounded.
这个叫做身体。
And that is the body.
那弟兄姊妹，有同工告诉我说，我们教会里面大概75%-80%的人有接受某项服事啊，要参加服事。
According to our co-workers, about 70% or 80% of our congregation will participate in certain type of service.
这是我听到的，算少数，这个算最高的少数中的一个啊。
So this is one of the rare ones, the high number.
从某一面来说，好像很高。
Yes, on one hand, it seems like the number is pretty high. The ratio is pretty high.
但是你如果从圣经的标准来说的话，我们根本不够格。
But yet, we still fall short according to biblical standards.
因为圣经上说每一个肢体都有它的功用。
Because the Bible tells us every part has its function.
我们不仅被摆在同一个身体里面
Not only that, we're put together in this one body.
而且我们是互相做肢体
And we're also members to each other.
换句话说，我们每一个人都要在这里尽功用，能够把祝福带给身体
In other words, every one of us ought to function in order to bless the whole body.
你能不能想象，你今天回家以后，你的身体只有五分之一或是四分之一的身体或是 organ 不 function?
Can you imagine after you go home today, you realize that about one-fourth or one-fifth of the organs in your body refuse to function?
你会不会跟人家夸奖说，哎呀，你看我们80%的在 function?
But would you still boast that 80% of your members in your body are still functioning?
你四只手脚有一只不动好了。
Say one of your limbs will not move.
你的五官有一官不动好了。
Or one of the organs will not move.
你里面的器官里面有一个不动好了。
One of the internal organs will not function.
弟兄姊妹，你都会发现全身不舒服。
Then the whole body suffers.
那个道理我们很容易明白。
Yes, we can easily understand it.
但是在这个明白的背后，它其实是真的就是一个这么重要。关乎生命关乎教会的一个最重要的事情。
But yeah, this understanding will lead to the very important truth about the body.
所以我们教会不要这种这个个人主义，不要说只有牧师神职人员来代替会众。
Therefore, we do not encourage individualism in our church, or only clergymen will serve to represent the whole congregation.
我们也不要教会像打 football game 一样，只有那几十个人累得要死，其他人坐在旁边看没事干啊，吃 popcorn。
And then we hope that our church will not function like a football game. Only a few run in the field, and the rest just observe with popcorns.
就连我们80%的人在做了都不够。神的心意是每一个肢体都要做。
Even though we have about 80% of brothers and sisters participating, that's not enough because God desires 100%.
那不见得一定要做哪个服事哪件事情。
But doesn't mean that you have to participate in particular service.
而是你必须是活的。
But you have to be alive.
请大家记得哈，我们接受一个服事是借着那个服事，我们把生命、把基督活出来。
Because whenever we participate in the service, through that service, we will share the life of Christ.
就算你刚刚重生得救，你刚刚加入这个教会，还没有找到要在哪个地方服事，并不能代表说你就不活。
You may be just a new believer. You just joined the church. You haven't found your service yet, but that doesn't mean that you're not alive.
连你听到都可以是活的，对不对
？You can be alive even when listening to a message.
连听到你都是在侍奉。
Even when you're listening to a message, you could be serving the body.
连我们一起唱诗，为什么带诗的弟兄常跟我们讲后面的人不唱诗
？Why that worship leaders often say, brothers and sisters at the back do not sing song.
你知道吗？你们站在弟兄姊妹都唱诗，不是只是声音大跟小的问题。
You know, it's not about the volume of our singing.
Everything to do with life and the testimony. 每一件事情都跟生命、跟见证发生关系的。
Because everything we do has to do with testimony and life.
你是活的，就会开口唱诗的。
Because if you are alive, you will sing loud.
只要我们跟神的关系对，你不可能不唱诗、不赞美神的。
If we have the right relationship with God, it's impossible for us not to sing praises to Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要小看这些事情。我接不接受服事，我唱不唱诗，我祷不祷告。
So please do not take it lightly whether we participate in services or sing or praises.
这是基督的身体。
Because that is the body of Christ.
你不要以为你不唱诗只是 SVCO 被人家说我们唱诗不好而已。
So if you don't sing, it's not about people criticizing SVCA's worship.
你们不想听到，不是只有在录影机上那个这个 video 听都不好意思照大家的，因为很多人在睡觉。
If you don't want to listen to message, it's not just about you look bad on the videotapes.
这是身体健不健康的一个表号。
But that is a signal of the health of the body.
当你健康的时候，全人都动的，对不对
？Because when you are healthy, every part of your member will be lively.
然后当我头痛到不得了的时候，我站在台上就不会像我今天这样子了。
You know, if I have severe migraine, then when I preach on the pulpit, I will not be very lively like today.
因为我健康出了问题。
Because something wrong with my health.
那弟兄姊妹，今天我们说身体的侍奉，在我们加入侍奉以前，我们先要认识什么叫做身体。
So before we start participating in the service, we ought to know what is a body.
所以我们个人的属灵虽然很重要，而且非常重要。
Yes, while it's very important that individuals be spiritual.
但更重要的，神是要得到整个荣耀的教会，得到基督的身体。
What's even more important is that God desires to obtain a glorious church.
所以我们现在要来讲，我们讲我们的意向是基督和教会。
Yes, we mentioned that our vision is but.Christ and church.
而我们的使命是要让我们怎么样子能够在个人、家庭、教会，我们都能够做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
And our mission is that our us individuals, family, and church will be incarnated witnesses of Jesus Christ.
我讲过很多次了哈，做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人，跟为道成肉身的耶稣基督做见证。这两句话不一样，境界也不一样。
So I have stated before, there's a big difference from being incarnated witnesses for Jesus Christ versus witnesses of Jesus Christ's incarnation.
你就晓得多难讲了，连翻译都很难翻哈。
It's hard.
为道成肉身的耶稣做见证，讲到我传福音。讲到神爱世人道成肉身。
When we say that we are witnesses of Jesus Christ's incarnation, that means we share the gospel about Jesus Christ coming to become a man for the gospel.
做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人，是指我活着就是基督。
But being incarnated witnesses for Jesus Christ, being that when I live, it is Christ.
不管个人、家庭、教会。我是耶稣基督活活的彰显。
So whether it's individual, family, or church, I am the manifestation of Jesus Christ.
你知道这个多高了吗
？Do you know how high and profound that is?
大家能够体会这个挑战多大了吗
？Can you understand, imagine the challenge?
不光只是我要听到，要行道。
Not only that, we should be hearers and doers of words.
行道已经比听到。难多了。
It's already more difficult to be doers than hearers of words.
要活到比行道更难。
But yet to live out the word is even harder than being just doer of the word.
就像我今天早上的信息讲的，行道还可能是虚假的，不真实的。
Just like the message I shared this morning, when we do the words, we could still be pretense and not being real.
我还是每天早上灵修，每个主日聚会，每次十分之一奉献，每次祷告会都来，弟兄姊妹，我可能行道。
Yes, I could be doers of words. I come on time, and then I tithe, and then I come every Sunday.
跟我活出基督来，弟兄姊妹，这是太大的不同。
But yet, it's a big difference from living out Christ.
所以我们讲到要道成肉身，不是讲到我们要落实我们的意向和使命，有两个很大的挑战。
So when we say we want to actualize our mission and vision, there are two important challenges.
第一个就是道成肉身。
First.Is to be incarnated.
怎么样子让神给我们看见的意象，他的应许，他的旨意，能够落实在我们中间。
So that our vision and the mission can be actualized in our lives.
我想我在讲义上，我只能够很精要的提到这两件事情。
On the outline, I could only briefly mention that.
第一个，我们讲到成全圣徒，各尽其职。
First.To equip the saints for the work of ministry.
我今天讲的是重在讲我们教会怎么样道成肉身。
Today my focus is on how our church can be incarnated witnesses.
所以在教会里面，我们第一个整个教会的侍奉，整个教会的聚会，我们都朝着这个方向去，就是要成全圣徒，为的是各尽其职。
So all of our meetings and services are working toward this goal to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
那个中文讲得很好哈，这个各。讲到要动员每一个人
，so to
everyone
to equip every single saints for the work of ministry.
然后尽，讲到要到位，达到 maximum.
And then it would to maximize the functioning of every member.
那弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们今天在神家里面，我们所有的侍奉，所有的追求，所有的未来的方向，我们都要朝这个方向去的。
So that is the goal for our service and for our ministries.
我们决定不要只要少数人累得要死，或者他们这个各方面恩赐经历都在成长，但是其他人却保持原状。
Because it's not our desire that only a few, the minorities, are working hard to serve and growing, and the rest will just stop there.
你要知道，各尽其职太重要了。
Because it's so important that every member functions.
刚才讲到身体是一个很好的例子。
Because a body is a good illustration.
有一次退休会的时候，我们讲过弄一个木的水桶做例子，你们还记得吗？
Once at a retreat.I mentioned about this wooden bucket, water bucket.
每一根棍子都很重要。
Because every panel, every wood panel is very
important. 你不能说我20根棍子已经到了19根 good enough, 够好了。
We can't say that, oh, we already got 19 out of the 20 panels, side panels, and that's good enough.
它缺一根，它就是不能够得到该有的祝福。
If just one single piece missing, then it will not be able to be blessed.
所以不光要各，每一根都到。
So not only that, we need every single piece.
第二个要尽。
And then everyone has to function.
所以你想，这二十根有最短的，有最高的，有一般高的，这个盛水量是由最高的决定，还是最低的决定
？So if every single piece has different height, then how much the capacity of this bucket is determined by which piece?
都还醒着吗？哈。
The tallest one or the shortest one?
当然是根据最矮的。
The shortest one, of course.
那我没有意思说全教会每一个人都像机器人一样，一样成熟，一样圣经熟，一样怎样，全部都一模一样。这不是我的意思啊。
I'm not saying that we all ought to be conformed to the same kind of maturity like robots. I'm not saying that.
这里所说的尽，就是按照你的生命度量，按照你对主的认识，我在主的面前，我全力以赴，把最好的摆出来。
When I say every member functions, that means according to your capacity, according to your life, and then you do your best and present the best.
当一个聚会里面大家都各尽其职的时候，你知道那个聚会太享受了。
You know, when in the meeting, when every member functions to its max, it's such an enjoyable meeting.
我好几次从一个刚得救、刚受浸的弟兄的见证或祷告，我里面好像遇见主一样，你知道吗？
So many times I felt I met the Lord just from hearing testimonies of the newa young Christian or a newly baptized brother and sister.
我有一次在中国的乡下听到一个没有什么文化的一个弟兄，啊，他的祷告，啊，他刚信主不久，他说：“主，虽然我刚信你。”
So once in China, in a rural village, I heard a brother's testimony. He was a young Christian at that time.
主啊，你把我里面所有垃圾都除掉。
He says, "Lord, I just believe in you. Now, please get rid of all the garbage in me."
你让我爱你。
So that I can love you.
像那个风萧萧。一水寒，一壮士一去不复返，他还懂得这么一句、啊、
like the great heroes in the ancient Chinese that was willing to die for the nation.
那你不管他用什么话，他从里面出来的，你就是感动。
Whatever words he uses in his prayer, but it was from the heart and was really moving.
哦、他们可能用很简单的话，没有高言大志，没有 spiritual terminology、没有专有名词，但是他讲的那么真，我们就像吃饱了一样。
See, he did not know any of the biblical terms, but he was so genuine and was so satisfying.
每一个人都有功用。
Everyone has his function.
这不是我说的，以弗所书第四章说的。
I didn't say that, but Ephesians chapter 4 says it.
他升上高天，掳掠众仇敌的时候，就将各样的恩赐赐给个人。英文是 everyone.
Because when Jesus Christ ascended into heaven and captured the enemy, he sent out the gifts to everyone.
有一次，黎头生弟兄在上海教会讲这个道的时候
，Once Brother Watchman Nee preached this in Shanghai Church.
他要每一个人都回家祷告，祷告出自己知道自己是什么恩赐、什么功用，在神家里面要尽功用。
And then he asked everyone to go home and pray to find out your function and your parts in the whole body.
我现在也请大家二十秒钟想一下。你知不知道你的恩赐是什么？这是第一个。第二个，你有没有在主面前尽我们的功用
？Now I want to give everyone 20 seconds to think about. Do you know your gift in the body of Christ, and are you functioning in the body?
很清楚知道自己的恩赐和功用是什么的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you clearly know about your gift and your function.
这么少，举高一点。不知道自己的恩赐功用是什么的情绪。
Raise your hand if you do not know about your gifts or your function.
不知道，跟知道的差不多。Not sure 的可能其他事是吧
？So maybe the rest are not sure.
那你知道自己的恩赐和功用， 每一次来到神家，我会尽力的在这里尽我的功用，这是我们的挑战啊。
So if you know already know about your gifts and your function, and every time you come to God's house, try to exercise them, and that is our challenge.
所以隔了一个礼拜以后，弟兄姊妹又聚在一起啊。
So back to Watchman Nee. So after a week, the brothers and sisters came back to church.
弟兄就问说有没有弟兄姊妹要起来做见证，知不知道自己的恩赐和功用是什么
？So Brother Watchman Nee asked, "So can anyone share a testimony? Share about what you know about your gift and function?"
有一个弟兄在他们中间是大家都很喜欢，他非常谦卑、非常谦和的一个弟兄。
There was a brother who was very meek and humble.
他站起来，他说：“弟兄，我想了一个礼拜，我什么功用都没有。”
And he stood up and said, "Brother, I thought about it for a week. I couldn't find any function."
他说：“如果你说真要有的话，我就是那个最不值的那个功用，我是脚底板的一块厚皮就是了。”
So if you really want me to say, I think I'm just this that piece of thick skin under my feet.
然后我是最卑贱、最无用的。
Because I'm so humble, I'm so useless.
哇，我们的弟兄回答太好了。
But our brother gave such a wise answer.
他说：“弟兄，你是脚底的那块皮，你知道你多重要吗
？”He says, "Brother, do you know how important is that thick piece of thick skin under our foot?"
如果今天教会的脚底板跟脸皮一样薄的话，我们怎么走天路
？But if today the skin under our feet, the church's the skin under church's feet is just as thin as of the skin on the face, how could we walk on this heavenly way?
今天教会需要有一些厚脸皮的哈。
Because nowadays at church we need someone to have thick skin.
那个勇敢的来成全圣徒。
So that we can boldly edify the saints.
那在这里讲到不光成全，而且是为了要让他能够尽他的 function.
So not only that we will equip the saints, but we will help them to fulfill their function.
我从小在的教会，每次讲到成全人的时候，都是讲纠正他错误。
So in the church that where I grew up, every time we talk about edifying the saints, we always refer to say like criticizing or correcting someone.
那其实一个更健康，讲到成全，我不光只是消极的，如果他有错，我纠正他，我是在积极上，我能够成全他，让他成长，让他被神来用。
So actually, passively, yes, we're trying to we might be correcting others, but then more proactively and actively is that so that he can grow.In the body of Christ.
所以我那时候讲到什么叫做成全，成全是增加对方属灵的价值，成全是扩大对方蒙福的度量。
So exactly what is edifying? To edifying is to maximize his function in the body of Christ and to maximize his blessedness.
我成全他是因为我爱他。
I edify him so that I.Because I love him.
我成全他是因为我希望他属灵的价值能够在神面前增加，他所承受的祝福能够扩大。
I want to edify him so that his capacity to be blessed can be maximized.
所以在这个里面，如果他有错的话，我愿意劝他，我愿意帮助他，纠正他。
Therefore, I'm willing to correct him, to exhort him if he makes a mistake.
我想你们看过这个 Steve Jobs 的这个故事，讲到他养父，他养父是旧金山。这个 Coast Guard 这个退休的一个 Coast Guard 把他养大的。
So you probably have heard that Steve Jobs' stepfather, who raised him, he was a Coast Guard at San Francisco.
他说他很多做事情的态度被他这个养父培养出来。
He says, his stepfather has shaped him, his attitude, for working.
从小训练他独立，要殷勤。
Because he always trained him up to be independent, to be diligent.
训练他要负责，要真实。
Train him to be genuine, to be responsible.
所以他叫他去涂给那个篱笆涂油漆。
So when he asked Steve Jobs to paint the fence,
Steve Jobs 就去涂油漆。
Then Steve Jobs went to paint the
fence. 涂完以后，他的岳父会过来，不然他的养父会过来说：“你为什么篱笆底下，在这个草堆底下的地方你就不涂？为什么后面不涂？”
Then after he finished his job, his stepfather will come to examine and says, "How come you don't paint the lower part and also the side behind the other side?"
我说不需要涂，没有人看。
And he says, "Well, I don't think we need to because no one will see it."
他爸爸就告诉他，你做人做事情不是要给人看的，你要向自己负责，你要把它做到最好。
But then his stepfather says, you don't do things for others. You have to be accountable to yourself. You have to be perfect.
所以他说他把这样子的精神带到苹果里面来，他说希望苹果人做事情就是这个样子。
Therefore, he carried the same attitude to Apple Company. He hoped that employees at Apple Company will hold the same attitude.
我没有帮苹果做广告。
I'm not advertising for Apple Company.
我连自己苹果 iPhone 都没有，我没有要为他做广告。但是弟兄姊妹，这个人。有人在这里爱他，有人在这里教育他，有人在这里成全他。
I'm not advertising for Apple Company, but I'm just saying that here is a person that who loves enough to educate, to correct, to edify.
所以等一下，我后面如果万一没有时间的话，我特别会希望我们中间所有当领袖的各层的领袖，决定不是只是要把事情做好而已。
Before I get to it, I hope that all leaders at all levels would have this attitude.We're not just here to finish the job.
做人比做事更重要。
Because our being is much more important than our doing.
不光是我自己这个人要有榜样，生命要好，我要做人重要，而且我要去做别人。
Not only that we as leaders, it's important that we have good life, but also we need to shape others.
我们能够把别人培养起来。
So that we can cultivate and bring up others.
所以第二个我们讲到凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Second point is to grow up in all things into him who is the head.
弟兄姊妹，我真的希望这句话你们每一年写日记的时候，1月1号都把它写下来。
And I hope this could be our New Year resolution every single year.
Grow in all things unto Christ, 或者 into Christ.
Grow up in all things into Him who is the head.
每一件事情都可以长进。
Because we can grow in everything.
而每一件事情要长到基督里才算数。
And we are to grow in all things into Christ.
今天全世界的人，不信耶稣的人，世界上大公司都在追求长进。
Because everyone in this world, whether maybe non-Christians,In all the corporate companies, they still pursue growth.
但是所有没有跟基督发生关系的长进，通通没有用的。
But any growth that is out of Christ is useless.
早晚有一天都过去了。
Because it will be futile and will pass away.
神在乎的是在基督里凡事长进，而且长到基督里成为身体的祝福。
But what God cares is all growth that grow into Christ.
所以你为了教会，你去好好去上课，很好。
Yes, for the sake of Christ, church, then you go take some classes. That is good.
你在家里面，你好好学顺服。
And at home, you learn submission.
在生活里面，在我自我的生活里面，我学习 self-discipline. 弟兄姊妹，这些都为了神家有祝福的。
And then in my individual life, I learned to be disciplined, and this will bring blessing to the church.
但是你发现我们很多的时候，我们缺少长进，哈，属灵上没有长进。
But oftentimes we lack spiritual growth.
没有 我不想讲的让大家觉得我好像是在要求，但是我只是借着一些问题大家自己去思想一下。
I hope that I'm not presenting it as a requirement, but I just hope that you can be inspired to think about it.
2016年已经过了七个月了啊。
So,
今天是最后一天。
Today is the last day of July of year 2016.
你能不能很快就讲出来我2016年最大的长进是什么？
Can you quickly think about your biggest growth?During this year,
你可能会讲一些世界上的。我工作经验多了，我上法庭的机会经验多了，我养孩子的经验多了，我胖了。
Maybe you will name something secular, like I more work experience, more court experience, or more experience in raising children, or I gain some weight.
那我只问一件事情：2016年到现在，有哪一件事情？长在基督里，是我自己里面清清楚楚，我知道我正在一直长。
But are we very clear that we can name one thing in year 2016 that I grew in Christ?
如果讲不出来
，If we can't name it，
表示不够真实，不够明显。
Then maybe it's not very obvious。
而七个月里面居然讲不出来。
But After 7 months, if we cannot name one thing that we have grown into Christ.
我们怎么去面对神给我们的命令，神给我们的应许，神给我们的期望，叫做凡事长进，连于元首基督。
But how can we face the Lord and give account when He gives us this expectation and command that we ought to grow in all things into Christ?
弟兄姊妹，这是教会第二个方面，我们放在身体里面，我们是希望我们一起来长。
But since we are put together in this body, we hope that we can all grow together.
我们让聚会的品质进步，神的同在，圣灵的工作都在这里激励我们，让我们一起来长。
We hope that our meetings can grow with the blessing of the Holy Spirit and the presence of the Lord.
我不希望我们这个教会是不长进的教会。
I don't want to see our church stop growing.
我们可以不成熟，我们还可以幼稚，我们可以有很多的缺陷，但是我们是一直在成长的教会。
Yes, we could be immature, could be childish, but I hope that we will continue to grow.
这是一个身体的见证。
And that is the testimony of the body.
所以为了成全圣徒，各尽其职，为了凡事长进，连于元首基督，我们教会用了一个模式 来实现我们的意向跟使命，叫做 VIP model.
So in order to equip the saints for the work of ministry and to grow up in all things into Christ, at our church we adapted a model called VIP model.
讲到 model 这个字我都很犹豫，因为我不希望大家觉得属灵的东西可以公式化、模式化 ？No.
I kind of hesitate to use the word model because I don't want you to feel that spiritual things can be modeled or formulated.
属灵的事情永远不能公式化，永远不能模式化的。
Because spiritual things can never be modeled or formulated.
但是我们提供这个是为了让大家有一个比较清楚的一个大概的一个方向，知道教会。我们整个追求、整个侍奉、整个往前去的大概的这个路径或是过程是怎么回事
？But this model is just to here as a reference, as a illustration of the process that we're trying to present in our growing and edifying.
大家可以看这个讲义哈，图可以打出来啊。
So let us see this diagram.
你们如果需要彩色的 version， 可以跟我们要哈，我们有彩色的。
Let me know if you need color version.
这是一个棒球的模式。
So this is a model after baseball game.
一垒、二垒、三垒，回到本垒你就得分了。
After first base, second base, third base, and you come to the home base.
所以你们要看这个图的话，不要从有使命的工人看起，那个是最后的结果哈。
So where you ought to start is not from the third base.
我们没有一步登天啊，你要从有使命的工人的右边开始看起。
We ought to start from the right side.
讲到我们第一件事情，认识基督，叫做我们要传福音。
So the first thing in our life is to know Christ, and we ought to share the gospel.
让人借着真认识基督，能够成为重生的基督徒。
So knowing Christ, people become born again Christians.
这是一垒，叫做 born again Christian.
So first base, born again Christians.
所以在从出发到一垒这段的教会所做的事，叫做管传全备的福音。
So what the church is doing, the ministry from home base to first base is to share the all-sufficient gospel.
在新约里面，一个最有名的代表叫做彼得。彼得这个他的 ministry 就是重在福音啊。
In the New Testament, the representative would be Peter because he focuses on sharing the gospel.
他传福音五千个人得救，三千个人得救。
He shared the gospel. 5,000 saved or 3,000 got saved.
他得人像得鱼一样。
And then he was a fisher of men.
这是教会的第一件事情。
And that is the first ministry of a church.
也是我们个人得救的第一个经历。
And that is also our first experience of being saved.
那第二个，我们从一垒要进到二垒，从重生的基督徒变成一个献身的基督徒或是门徒。
And then we move from first base to second base, from a born again Christian to a committed Christian, a disciple.
你知道今天教会里面最大的软弱就是缺少 committed 的那种真正献身的基督徒。
You know, now the biggest issue in many churches is that we lack committed Christians.
基督徒很多。
Yes, there are a lot of Christians.
但是真正走路的、真正把自己愿意献身给基督的人不多。
But few are committed.And dedicated to Christ.
所以从一垒要进到二垒，我们教会要做的事情，在这里讲到追求更深的生命。
So from moving saints from first base to second base, the ministry at church is to pursue a deeper life.
在新约圣经里面，一个最明显的 apostle 就是 John 啊，他整个的信息都是围绕在生命、生命永生上。
Like in the New Testament, John Apostle's ministry is focusing on pursuing deeper life.
到了他九十多岁写信给教会的时候，还是说论到起初原有的生命之道，他就是把弟兄姊妹从一切的错误偏离里面带回到生命的路上。
So even in his 90s, when he wrote his epistles, he still go back to the life at the beginning. He always correct the saints and bring them back to the beginning.
那么接着从二垒要进到三垒，从一个献身的基督徒或是所谓的门徒，能够变成成熟的基督徒，或是变成教会的领袖。
Then we move from second base to third base, from a committed Christian or disciple to a mature Christian or Christian leader.
在这里有一个很深的工作，就是不光个人追求个人的属灵。
So here, not just individuals will pursue being more spiritual.
不光追求个人生命的成长。
Not only will pursue.Our own spiritual growth.
不光只是建立你个人跟主有一个很亲的关系。
Not just to establish an intimate relationship with the Lord.
要让你的生命能够开始跟成为基督的同工啊，来一起建造他的教会。
But then we grow into co-workers with Christ. So together we help build His church.
所以这就是我们所讲的建立身体的侍奉。
So in other words, we'll establish this bodily service.
在这里我们一起借着配搭。借着我们一起身体的侍奉，能够把整个教会能够建造成为一个合神心意的教会。
So together by co-working, we would establish the church as a church for Christ.
成为成熟的基督徒，成为教会的 leader.
So that we become mature Christians to become Christian leaders at church.
而最后，当我们这样子教会不断的长大成熟的时候，我们能够在这里彰显基督的荣耀。
So by through continual growth, we will manifest the glory of Christ.
这些的教会的领袖，这些教会的成熟的基督徒，他们有一天都成为有使命的工人。
So these mature Christians will one day become workers with missions.
并不代表要全时间放下工作侍奉神，而是这班人不管被神打发到哪里，他的 relocate 搬到哪里去，他们里面都带着意向和使命的人。
They become commissioned workers. It doesn't mean that they have to be full-time ministers, but wherever they are sent, they can be Christians with influence.
他们知道神所要的是什么。
Because they know what God desires.
他也知道怎么样服侍神的儿女。
They also know how to serve God's children.
他们也知道整个教会的走向、方向、大方向是什么。
They also know the direction of the church.
但是在这个模式里面有两个缺点，我也要稍微提一下。
But then I have to remind brothers and sisters there are two flaws in this model.
第一个，它是一个进展式 progressive 的 model。
Because this model is a progressive model.
让我们了解这样好像进阶式的。
So that we can know the steps and the stages.
但是它会让我们误会，或是它不能够表达一件事情，就是你刚得救，你就应该可以进入身体的侍奉。
But then, it might mislead us or misrepresent because soon as you're born again, you can actually enter into the body service.
换句话说，你可以从二垒跟三垒同时往前走。
In other words, you can be on both base two and base three at the same time.
同样的，你在二垒、在三垒、在四垒，你都不能够离开传福音的责任。
And also, even if you are on the second, third, or fourth base, you can never depart from your duty to share the gospel.
所以我们在这里只是强调每一个阶段的重点就是的，但不是并不是代表是 mutual exclusive 是排斥的啊。
So this diagram only represents the process, but it doesn't mean that each base or the bases are mutually exclusive.
那第二个，这个图不太能够这个图其实是就着我们自己教会 SVCA 来说，我们在不同的阶段给的这个百分比跟重点也不太一样哈。
And also in this diagram, actually at SVCA, at different stages, we actually have different focuses or.We emphasize.
我们九三年刚开工的时候，我们大概有几乎百分之六七十的时间，大概一半是比较放在福音跟生命的追求上。
Since we were founded in 1993, and the majority of our time, 60% or 70% of our time is putting on the sharing the gospel.
我们很多的力量都放在传福音上面。
Because we put a lot of efforts on sharing the gospel.
那时候教会几乎70%的人都是传福音进来的。
Because at that time, about 70% of the congregation were actually saved through sharing the gospel.
当教会的人数慢慢增加的时候，我们比较多的比重就更多放在生命的造就，要建立他们跟神的关系。
as our church continued to grow, then we put more emphasis on building up their relationship with the Lord.
要建立属灵生命的改变。
And then we build up the spiritual life and transformation.
再往前长一点的时候，我们就开始讲这些身体的侍奉、异象使命，帮助大家进入身体的概念。
Then as we continue to move on, then we started to share about this bodily service to have this vision and mission.
那今天在这个图里面是简图哈，非常简单的图。
So actually, this diagram is a concise version.
那每一个点底下，我们至少列了五件事情。
Under every ministry, we listed at least about five things.
而这五件的事工也好，这五件事情底下每一个底下又至少有三个重点。
And then under these, each of these five points, we have three sub-points.
所以换句话说，每一个 base 里面，我们整个教会在侍奉上，在执行上至少有十五个点。
In other words, under every base.We have at least about 15 things that we want to do.
这个不是我们今天要讲的。我现在举一个例子来说啊。
I just give you an example.
例如说，我们从一类怎么样帮助一个重生得救的人进到二类，能够在主面前成为一个 committed Christian， 生命能够成长。
For example, how do we help a born again Christian to become a committed Christian so that they can grow more mature?
从一类到二类这五件事情。
So five things we do to move from first base to second base. 啊，你们如果能写下来的话，你们
小组里面也可以讨论。第一个，我们重在与主关系的建立。
First of all, we focus on establishing relationship with the Lord.
所以你们能够了解为什么这个教会我们非常注重，我们要亲近神，我们要祷告，我们要灵修，我们在乎我们跟神之间第一手的关系，被改变的关系。
That is why at this church we have put so much emphasis on our devotions and our relationship with the Lord and being transformed in life.
没有一件事情比这件事情更重要了。
Because nothing is more important than this.
我们跟神之间如果没有第一手真实讨他喜悦的关系，其他都免谈了。
Without first-hand intimate pleasing relationship with the Lord, forget about other things.
那你们一定可以猜到我第二个点是什么。
Maybe you can guess what is the second thing we do.
干嘛安慰我一下？第二个点是什么？这不讲了。
The second thing we do.We're moving from first base to second base.
从一类到二类，你们觉得第二件重要的事是什么？
What is the second most important thing?
生命的改变和成长。
Yes, the transformation and growth of life.
这是我们非常注重的事情。
And that is something we really care.
我们讲不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。我们讲要对付十字，要接受十字架，要舍己，通通都在讲我的生命要被改变。
When we say we live according to the spirit, not according to the flesh, and we have to carry our cross to deal with the flesh, it's all about transformation of life.
我们渴慕圣灵的释放，渴慕被圣灵充满，通通讲到跟神的关系，我们的生命要被改变。
We desire freedom in the Holy Spirit, and we desire being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's all about transformation of our life.
所以我相信在座很多人。你们会阿们，这个教会非常注重这两件事情。
So I'm sure a lot of us will say amen that we really care about these things.
第三件事情，我们重在真理的装备。
Third thing is that we care about the equipping of the truth.
所有的侍奉，所有的追求，所有的教导都必须背诵 Bible 啊，圣经的真理。
All the teachings, all the services has to be biblical based.
所以我们很严格在这里传讲主的话，很认真传讲圣经。
Therefore, we strictly and very diligently share the.
我们香伯慕培训中心，香伯慕培训中心开的课大概有三分之二都是圣经课。
So, what the courses that offered by CTC about two-thirds of them are Bible-based, Bible classes.
我们希望一切的属灵追求、教会的建造，都是建设在真理上。
We hope that all spiritual truths and also edification of the church will be.Based on truth.
第四个，我们讲生活上的教导。
Fourth thing is the teachings about daily life.
旧的、横的，我们会讲家庭生活、职场生活、侍奉生活，有这些方面的专题。
Horizontally, we have workshops and special topics about family life or workplace relationships and stuff.
那纵向的这种生活的教导，我们讲，例如说时间的使用、优先顺序的排列我们在神面前财务的管理，这些是纵向生活方面的教导。
And vertically, we talk about time management and financial management.
好，那么第五件事情，我们讲到各种的聚会。
Fifth is various meetings, different meetings.
我们借着祷告会，借着礼拜五的聚会，借着这个福音聚会，借着主日聚会，我们每一个聚会都有它的 purpose， 都有它特别的目的。
Every meeting, whether it's prayer meeting, Friday night meeting, small group meeting, pursuit meeting, every meeting has its purpose.
所以我为什么讲这个，让大家先有一个概念，大概知道整个教会我们追求、我们侍奉整个大方向跟顺序大概是什么。
So, all this is just to give you an overview of our services and our pursuit at church.
所以一个重生的基督徒，我们希望把它变成一个真正在主面前委身做跟随主的门徒。
Because we want to build up a born again Christian to become to grow and become a committed Christian and disciple.
所以我们中间做了这五件事情，要不要背背看？建立跟神的关系，
we do all these
生命的成长和改变，还有呢？真理的教导，生活的教导，真理的装备，生活的教导，然后各种的聚会。
These five things we do to establish intimate relationship with the Lord, transformation of life, equipping of the truth, and teachings in everyday life and all kinds of meetings.
所以为什么过去那么多年有一连串的系列讲到，其实都是在这个大方向底下。
So now you understand, in the past years, sometimes I will give a series of messages. They are all under this.Direction.
针对教会目前不同的阶段、不同的需要、不同的挑战，我们信息出来，为了让大家走路，为了大家长进。
So, based on our individual, our needs at the time and the stages and seasons, we wish.Preach messages to help brothers and sisters to walk on this way.
我们也很高兴，现在办公室的同工慢慢多了。我们每一年都会一起祷告，明年整个讲道的顺序、大概的架构是什么，为的就是朝这里去。
Now we have more office staff, and then together every year we will seek the Lord for a direction for next year.
那其他积累我现在不讲了，我就是让大家知道，管传全备福音，追求更深生命，建立身体的侍奉，然后那个彰显基督的荣耀，这是一类、二类、三类、四类，这是一个大概的一个方向啊。
So first, second, third, and fourth base, what we do is to share the gospel to pursue deeper life and to build up the bodily service and also to glorify Christ.
所以我把它取名字叫 VIP。 一方面你们真的都每一个人都很重要，都是 part of it， 都是其中的一份子。
Why did I name the model VIP? On one hand is that every one of us are very important. We're all important members of the body.
它的缩写是 Vision Implementation Process， 就是我们的 vision， 我们的意向是基督和教会。
But actually, it's an abbreviation for vision implementation process. Because our vision
implementation is 讲到道成肉身。
Because our vision is Christ and the church, and the implementation is to be incarnated.
这个 process 就是我们要帮助圣徒们能够不住的长进，然后成全圣徒，各尽其职。
And it is also a process that we want to help Christians to continue to grow into Christ, to equip them.
所以这个叫做第一个挑战，怎么样道成肉身
？So that is the first challenge, how to be incarnated witnesses.
我们真的要珍惜我们的同伴，弟兄姐妹。
We ought to cherish our companions.
一起在主面前追求长进。
Because together we pursue to grow into Christ.
然后我们要珍惜在一起的机会。
We ought to cherish our opportunities together.
我们能够各占其位，各尽其职。
So that we will do each member will do its part.
我常常讲，教会的领袖决定了我们成长的高度，但是属灵的同伴决定了我们成长的速度。
So actually, I mentioned it before. The church leaders will determine the capacity of our pursuit and growth, and our companions will determine our.
当我们都一起来追求的时候
，When we all pursue together,
我们会一直在这里追求进步的。
That will continue to grow.
我常举的例子哈，二三十年前。哈布蒙贝这个南瓜比赛的时候，第一届的冠军135磅。
So as an example I gave before, about 20 or 30 years ago, there was this pumpkin contest, and the champion pumpkin was 135 pounds.
然后我上一次的调查是1999年，那个时候900多磅。
And then about 1999, I checked again. At that time, the champion pumpkin.Weigh more than 900 pounds.
然后我再也没检查，直到昨天晚上突然好奇摄取一下。
And then I haven't checked until last night. I was curious and I checked it again.
你们知道现在冠军多少磅了吗
？Do you know how much the champion pumpkin weigh now?
2014年 ，Saint Martin 的人得冠军， 2058磅，2058磅。
Year 2014, the champion pumpkin weighed 2058 pounds.
那听说最新破纪录的还没有进到金世成，那里面是瑞士的一个2323磅。
So actually, the world record is some pumpkin from Switzerland. It's 2,300 pounds.
把135磅的放在这里。
Now, if you place a pumpkin weigh 135 pounds, that was the first champion.
2300磅的大南瓜放在这里。
Right next to a pumpkin that weighs 2,300 pounds.
你一定会忍不住说，我今日成了何等的人。
Then you cannot hold it but say, I become who I am now.
是因为蒙了主的恩而成的。
It's all because of the Lord's grace.
主把我摆在一般追求主的弟兄姊妹中间。
Because the Lord has placed me among brothers and sisters who pursue the Lord.
让我不停止该有的成长。
So that I will not stop growing.
让我不扣留神给我的恩赐和功用。
That I will not withhold the gifts and blessings from the Lord.
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们千万不要小看你们年轻了。
So young brothers and sisters, do not despise your youth.
你们在聚会里面能够开口唱歌，能够专心听人家讲道，你知道对服事的人是多大的鼓励。
You know what an encouragement that is when you can focus on listening to messages and when you can participate in the worship by singing.
如果我站在讲道底下，每一个人都在那边抓 Pokemon 或是在那边text， 我不想讲道了。
Say, imagine that I'm preaching and everyone is doing something or seeking, looking for Pokemon. Then I don't want to preach anymore.
我吃饱饭没事干，来这里惹人讨厌干什么
？Why is that I have nothing better to do that I have to come here and then offend anyone?
可是当我们都在这里一起成长的时候
But yet when we are all growing together,
不光你们从我们讲到的人身上得到帮助
Not only that you will receive help from the messages,
我们从你们扶持的灵看见弟兄姊妹被改变弟兄姊妹的长进我们得到多大的激励
And you know, even for preachers, it would be such an encouragement when we see people receive the message and their life being transformed.
保罗的腓立比教会说你就是我的喜乐就是我的冠冕。
That's why Paul said that to the Philippian church, you are my joy and my crown.
我没有什么好夸耀的我能够夸耀的就是主能够借着我服侍的你们。
I have nothing to boast, but that God can use me to minister to you.
你在招待主吗招待主的这个班长是干什么的
So you are in the usher group, then the leader of the usher group.
我们不是只是要有人招待而已。
We don't just lack people to be.
要成群同工，让大家都是活的。
We are to build up the co-workers so everyone become alive.
在每一个服事上都是这样。
The same in every single service.
小组聚会也是这样。
Same with a small group meeting.
我们中间有这么多人在小组里面带查经的。
So many of us now leading Bible study.At our small group meeting.
你知道弟兄姊妹参与或是扶持跟不参与不扶持那是差太多了
Then we can all understand that it makes a big difference whether brothers and sisters will participate in Bible studies.
所以我们怎么样能够更有用我们在这个模式的底下第一个挑战就是道成肉身
So under this model, the first foremost challenge is to become incarnated witnesses.
第二个同一心灵同一脚中的挑战
Then we look at the challenge of same Spirit and same steps.
因为身体的这种 oneness 一直是仇敌惧怕和想要破坏的
Because the oneness of the body is something that the enemy is afraid and always seeking to destroy.
这个在我的课程里面都有详细讲，我现在只是简单的复习一下。这里讲到合一的根基是基督的生命。
I have given more details in my courses, and now I just want to briefly go over it. The foundation of oneness is the life of Christ.
我们语言不同，生长的背景不同，贫富不同，性别不同，通通不能够成为我们中间有隔阂的理由。
Yes, we may have different genders, backgrounds, wealth, and education. Whatever that is, it cannot be the reason for our barriers.
只要他是主耶稣宝血所买赎的，只要他里面有耶稣基督重生真实的生命，我们就是弟兄，就是姊妹，就是互相为肢体的。
As long as he or she is being purchased by the precious blood of Christ, that he has the life of Christ, then we are brothers and sisters. We are all members of the same body.
虽然我们平常不那么多时间在一起，但是我们是在一个身体的里面。
Maybe we haven't spent enough time together. We're not very familiar, but we are in the same body.
但有一次我左手受伤，不太能够抓痒。
Once my left hand was wounded, I couldn't scratch my back.
平常如果是我右肩痒，是用 左手抓嘛，对不对
？Because usually I would scratch my right hand, shoulder with my left hand.
但我那天也只好用我的右手，再怎么样努力也去抓抓它，不然我受不了。
So that day, I try very hard to scratch my back, right hand.
这个、
my right shoulder was my right hand.
这个都叫身体哈，我们合一的根基在于是基督的生命。
So the foundation of oneness is actually the life of Christ.
合一的道路在于十字架跟舍己。
And the way the path of the oneness is actually cross, self-denial.
我们不是讲道理，我们真实愿意放下自己。
We're not just talking about theory, but we're willing to lay down ourselves.
我们不光只是在生活上有一些舍己的表现，例如说退休会，你去挑那个比较不好的床住，把好的床让给别人，这是很好的生命。
We're not just talking about some actions. Yes, you may pick the bed that you don't desire during a retreat.Yes, that is good behavior.
但是舍己也在讲，我走出我的 comfort zone， 我跨越一切的 barrier， 一切的隔阂，我能够跟弟兄们能够在一起，相交。
But even more actively is that I'm willing to step out of my comfort zone and I'm willing to cross over the barrier so that I can have fellowship with my fellow brothers and sisters.
中午肯去跟一些不认识的人一起吃饭，这都是跨出自己。
Maybe lunchtime we're willing to sit and eat with someone we don't know.
那个新来主为了怕大家不敢跨出那个关心他们的这个障碍。
The newcomers, they're afraid that people are not willing to cross over the barrier.
我那天讨论他们要挂一个牌子。我是新来的，我叫什么
？So we talk about maybe we'll have a sign, we'll have a tag for the newcomer that says, "Hello, I'm newcomer. My name is so and so."
希望多认识你。
And I hope to get to know you more.
因为我知道很多人好面子，不知道这是不是新来的，忘记他名字了，就不敢再去跟他打招呼了。
Because I know some people might be shy or they feel embarrassed. They don't know if this person is a newcomer or maybe they forgot about their name.
那尤其是说，哎呀，你是新来的，人家说我已经来了两年了。
Sometimes it's really embarrassing when you ask someone, "Are you new here?" And they say, "Oh no, I've been here 2 years."
所以我们都不敢问。
So we dare not to ask.
所以造成很多隔阂。
So there are a lot of invisible barriers.
所以我们今天要学习跨越。
So today we are to learn to cross over the barrier.
合一的力量在于相同的意向。
And the power of oneness is that we share the same vision.
它可以跨越这些所有的不同。
And all these can overcome the barriers.
合一的实行在于身体的生活与侍奉。
And the practice of oneness is body life and service.
真正要能够活出身体，就一定要在身体的里面。
If we want to live out the body, we have to belong to the body.
我星期五在一个小组聚会的时候
，Last Friday I went to a small group.
有一个人问了一个问题。
Someone asked a question.
他说：“为什么我们需要努力的去克服各样的隔阂？”
The question is, why do we have to make an effort to overcome the barriers?
我不可能跟五百个人都跨越隔阂，跟他很熟。
It's impossible for me to get familiar with every single one in this 500 people congregation.
的确是哈，我们也没有要求弟兄姊妹要跟五百个人都好像 body body 熟得不得了。
That is true. We're not asking you to be body body with all 500 of us.
但是当我们要跨出隔阂的时候
，But yet when we try to cross over and overcome the barrier,
我们的生命一定会被对付的。
Then our life would have to be dealt with.
你需要跨出很多的不方便、不喜欢、不习惯。
Because we have to overcome some inconveniences and overcome some preferences.
而当我们肯跨出来接触更多人的时候
，But if we're willing to cross over and to come in contact with more people,
我们可以从更多人身上得到基督、得到祝福。我们可以有更多让我们可以成长的一些榜样、一些学习。
Then we could get to know more.Role models that we can learn and grow in Christ.
同样的，我们跨出自己的范围。
And also, when we cross over our comfort zone,
我们可以成为更多人的祝福。
We can become blessing for more people.
我就举了一个例子，我说我大学有一次从台北回到台南，暑假的时候回台南。
So I gave an example. When I was still in college, one summer I went from Taipei and back to Tainan.
我那时候因为脸肿到一个地步，我都不想信主了，因为我觉得我的祷告神都不听，我非常的灰心。
At that time, my face was so swollen. I was so discouraged to a point that I almost wanted to give up my face.
很短一段时间，我在属灵的低谷里面。
So I was actually in a spiritual valley.
我不想读经，不想祷告，不想聚会。
I didn't want to read the Bible. I didn't want to pray. I didn't want to go to meetings.
但是当我那天回到台南教会去的时候
，But that day I went back to my home church in Tainan.
我一走进去，有一个七十岁左右的一个吴老弟兄看到我。
So as soon as I step in.An elderly brother who was in his 70s saw me.
哎呀，他说红姐回来了。
Said, "Oh, Hong Jie, you're back."
光他这么高兴看到我，我都很高兴了。
And I was so happy because he was so happy to see me.
他说我每天都在为你祷告。
And he says, "I've been praying for you every day."
你知道我心里面当时的感动吗
？Do you know how moved I was?
然后不久聚完会的时候，碰到一个瘦瘦干干八十岁的老姊妹啊。
And then after the meeting, I met another elderly sister who was in her 80s.
她每次讲话都很重，我祷告我都听不懂她在讲什么。
She has such strong accent, I could never understand her prayers.
她每次猪牙说，我嗲嗲你，我谢谢你啊。
Yeah, something like that. It's hard to understand.
可是她那天看到我的时候，她一抓着我的手，她说：“红姐，你回来了，我每一天都在为你祷告。”
That day when she saw me, she held my hand and said, "Hong Jie, I'm so happy to see you. I've been praying for you every day."
我快四个月没有回台南教会，我在台北，他们天天为我祷告，你知道吗？主差遣天使来安慰我。
You know, I was away for 4 months. And then, yeah, they pray for me every day. They were just angels sent by God to comfort me.
光这两句话超过我去参加培灵特会。
So just these two greetings that did more than I went to a revival meeting.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为年长的弟兄姊妹他们在神家因为体力的关系、身体的关系，好像不能够参加一些体力的服事。
Yes, elderly brothers and sisters, because of physical limitation, they might not be able to participate in some services.
我从小到大不知道。受到多少年长弟兄姊妹给教会带来的祝福，就是他们为教会祷告。
But yes, throughout my growing years, I've experienced so much blessing, and then the blessings for church because of elderly brothers and sisters' prayers.
我好几次有时候跟于师母晚上去看我爸妈，他们两个人跪在床边祷告。他们说他们没有一天不为我们教会祷告，不为我们的长子同工祷告。
So many times, Sister Nancy and I would visit my parents, and we would see them.Are praying on their knees. There was not even one day they would not pray for us or our church or people's brothers.
我们只能轻看忽略这些年长的人，每一个都重要。
How could we despise brothers, senior brothers and sisters? Everyone is so important.
所以当我们跨出隔阂的时候，你不知道会给人带来多大的帮助。
So when we are willing to cross over the barriers, you don't know how much blessing you will be able to bring to others.
这是讲到身体，活在身体的里面。
And that is to live in the body.
没有一个肢体可以说我不需要你。
Because not a member can say, "I do not need you."
啊，圣经上哥林多前书十二章二十一节，他说眼不能够对手说我不需要你。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, "The eye cannot say, 'I do not need you.'"
头也不能对脚说我不需要你。
The head cannot say to the foot, "I do not need you."
我请问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
刚才提到四件事情。
We just mentioned four things.
眼。
Yes, eyes.
手。
Hand.
头。
Head.
脚。
And foot.
我现在要你砍掉两个，你会砍掉哪两个
？Now I'm going to ask you which one of it you're willing to cut it and give it up.
会砍头的举手。
Please raise your hand if you are willing to give up your head.
会挖眼的请举手。
Or if you are willing to get rid of your eyes.
如果眼跟手要你挑一个，你会留哪个
？Pick one, eye or the hand.
如果头跟脚要一个，你会留哪一个
？Pick one, your foot or your head.
当然我们会留那个好像功用比较重要的。
Of course, we might keep the one that has more important function, like.
的确，教会有些人他功用真的就是很特殊，就是很重要。
Yes, indeed, at church, some people have more important functions.
但是你不能重要到一个地步，能够对脚对手说我不需要你。
But no one can be so important to a point that he can say to the other member, "I do not need you."
我们也没有资格对他说我不需要你，因为身体需要他。基督需要他。
And then nobody has the right to say, "I do not need you," because the body needs him and the Christ needs him.
就算我不喜欢这个人
，Even if I just don't like this person，
并不代表说我可以不要你。
It doesn't mean that we can get rid of it.
弟兄姊妹，这叫身体。
Because that is the body.
当然，我们圣经上也有很严格的犯罪啦、分门结党的啦，警告过几次要把它看成外人，那是圣经上的那个次序，我们将来会讲。
But then, yes, the Bible also mentions some extreme cases when people fall into this sin and refuse to be corrected, and then they have to be excommunicated. We will talk about that later.
那我们没有时间讲最后了。我们在神家，我们在希望弟兄姊妹加入侍奉的时候。
So when we are trying to participate in services,
我们非常在乎的一件事情就是要成为一个对的人。
One thing we care very much is that we have to be a right person.
我们不在乎你的恩赐。
We don't care so much about your gifts.
你的学位，你的才干，你的能力，你的财富。
Or your wealth, your ability, your education.
神要最在乎的就是我们在神的面前要成为一个对的人。
What we care about the most in God's house is that you are a right person.
对的动机，对的态度，对的方式，各方面我们都希望被主校正，成为一个对的人。
We hope that we can be corrected to have right motive and right attitude and right skills and right methods. Everything right.
我们只是总结，把主耶稣对管家、对仆人的要求。在这里列出来，要良善、忠心、有见识。
In conclusion, we just list the things that the Lord requires of His servant to be good, faithful, and wise.
良善说到属灵生命要好，要单纯，要正直，要柔和谦卑啊，我们没有空去讲。
To be right, so that we can have good spiritual life, to be pure, upright, meek, and humble.
所以以前有人问我说：“于弟兄，你挑同工的第一个条件是什么？”我说：“当然会有很多的期望，但是如果只能一个的话，我就希望这个人很单纯。”
Once I was asked my criteria for choosing coworkers, and I said, "Of course, I hope there could be other abilities, but if I can only pick one, I want this person to be pure-hearted."
单纯并不代表傻哈。
To be pure-hearted doesn't mean that this person is dumb.
而是他向着主对人，他都没有不良的动机，非常正。
But that he is pure-hearted to God and to man without any impure motives.
神家出问题都出在我们生命上出问题。
Because a lot of issues at church were caused by the issues in life.
第二个要忠心。
Secondly, to be faithful.
要忠于主，忠于所托。
To be faithful to the Lord and to be faithful to the commission.
如果你被教会托付的一件事情需要别人在背后盯着你、催着你，甚至很痛苦你没做的话，弟兄姊妹，我们太亏欠主，也太亏欠我们的弟兄们。
If you are commissioned with a task by church, but yet you have to be nagged about all the time, and then people have to worry about your deliverance, then you fall short.
所有神托付我的，或是教会交给我的，我要全力以赴把它做到最好。
If there's anything that the Lord commissioned us or the church commissioned us, we ought to do our best and to present the best.
这个叫做忠心。
And that is to be faithful.
忠于主，忠于所托。
Be faithful to the Lord and be faithful to our commission.
我无论做什么，从心里做，像是给主做的。
Whatever we do, do it out of the heart as for the Lord.
就算没有人看到我，我厕所没扫干净，我还留着继续扫，我里面不埋怨，我里面也没有任何其他的感觉，因为我坐在主的面前。
Even if no one sees it, if I do not clean the bathroom well, I will stay and then do it well. This is for the Lord.
这个叫做忠于所托，忠于主。
And that is to be faithful to the Lord and to the commission.
第三个要有见识啊。
Thirdly, to be wise.
明白神所要的到底是什么。
To understand what God desires.
特别我们希望各层当到领袖的弟兄姊妹。一定要有身体的看见。
In particular, we hope that leaders at all levels will share the same vision of the body.
能够尽心竭力的为了建立团队而付上代价。
That will be willing to pay the price in order to build up teams.
这是我们教会非常需要成长的空间。我们成全的工作太慢。
And then that is an area that we desperately need to grow because we're too slow in edifying coworkers.
我们有很多很好的同工。
Yes, we have many good coworkers.
有很多很认真做事的同工。
And we have many who are diligent.
但是我们缺少那个眼光，缺少那个度量去成全别人。
But yet we lack the vision and capacity to build up others.
那我希望一个某某人能够造出十个某某人来。
Because I hope that one person will edify 10 others.
甚至青出于蓝，对不对？
Or even more.
那如果所有事情都是要靠这些人做，这些人做，弟兄姊妹，教会不增长。
If we only could rely on certain number of people, then our church cannot grow.
教会需要有这样子一些老练的人，能够知道神要的是什么。而能够来带领弟兄姊妹走上去。
We need mature brothers and sisters who know what God desires and will lead brothers and sisters to attain it.
然后记得，我想我就不要讲他名字好了。一个神的仆人，他说教会里面充满了那些很善良的大傻瓜。
Someone mentioned that God's church is full of people who are nice but dumb.
非常。 nice person， 跟人都很好，也很相处，也很亲切，但是不知道神要什么。
They're very nice, easy going, easy to get along with, but they don't know what God wants.
也不知道怎么带领神儿女们成长。
And they don't know how to lead brothers and sisters to grow.
弟兄姊妹，善良非常重要。
Yes, it's important to be good.
忠心非常重要。
To be faithful is important.
但是我们更渴望有更多的领袖起来，看见神家真实能够长得好，长得扎实。我们需要传承，我们需要成全。
Then I even more, I hope more leaders will rise up and to build up others because we need to pass it on. We need to pass the inheritance.
特别你们年轻的一代，我们真的很需要你们一起来长哈。
Especially the young brothers and sisters, we hope that we can grow together.
好，我们信息停在这，我们有点祷告。
This concludes my message. Let's have a prayer.
主啊，我们再次谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱你的教会，为教会舍了自己。
You love your church and you gave yourself for your church.
因为你希望得到一个荣耀的教会。
Because you want to obtain a glorious church.
你把你自己的生命给了我们。
You have given us your life.
这个生命今天在带领我们不住的成长。
And this life is leading us to continue to grow.
这个生命让我们在你的身体里面可以一起彼此扶持。
And this life causes to be supporting of one another.In the body.
能够百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。
So that every member will do its part and supporting each other.
在爱中建立自己。
That edify itself in love.
主啊，我们为着整个教会向你祷告。
Lord, we pray for our church.
为着已经有的恩典，我们感谢你。
We thank you for all the blessings we already have.
为着你还有更多的工作、恩典、祝福要给我们，我们在这里期待。
We also expect that you will bless us more and then.We will see more work of you.
让这个教会在你面前不停止成长。
We hope that this church will never stop growing.
也让这个教会能够成全圣徒，能够各占其位，各尽其职。
That will be able to equip the saints that everyone does its part, its function. Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.